Mark Isley, Bobby here, and in this video, like I said in the last one that I uploaded, we're going to have a look at Focus Recompose. Okay, so Focus Recompose, what is it? Focus Recompose is where after you've locked focus on your chosen subject or part of the frame that you're trying to shoot, you then lightly recompose to get the final composition that you like. Now, sometimes you need to make a bigger move than others, depending on what autofocus point you can use. Remember, the outer autofocus points aren't as sensitive as the center one, as I said in the last video, so your camera may start to hunt. Okay. Now, there's also another consideration as well, and that's our depth of field, which is controlled by our aperture, our focal length, and our working distance from our camera to subject as well. You get a greater depth of field with a smaller aperture. Okay, so f8, f11, f16, you get a greater depth of field than you would at f2, f1.8 for example, with a wide open aperture. In terms of your focal length, the wider you go with your focal length, you get a greater depth of field at any given aperture. So let's say we're at f4, 18mm, we'll get more depth of field at 18mm than we would at 55mm. So you get a shallower depth of field as you go longer or telephoto with your focal length. Your working distance as we work further away from our subject, again, let's say we're at f4, we take a shot, we have a greater depth of field than we would working at f4 and working at a closer distance to our subject. So just bear that in mind. Now, focus recompose. Okay, let's say we've got a situation here where we need to use our center AF point. Okay, so we've got to use the center AF point here now. And the reason for that could be that those outer AF points aren't going to lock focus, maybe it's in low light. So, I'm going to come in here, I'm going to focus on Cuddles, the teddy's nose, his nose even, is not mine, by the way, before you ask. So, here I'm going to lock focus, lightly recompose, and take a shot. I'm shooting this at f2.8, so I've not got a huge depth of field, even though I'm using the 35mm lens. I'm at f2.8 and I'm working fairly close, so my depth of field isn't massive. Now, I know you can't see that on the images on the screen because they're quite small, okay? But as you change that plane of focus distance, or the working distance from your sensor, so remember, at that point where I lock focus and then I recompose, that distance between the sensor and the subject that you focused on does change. Okay, so that swing of the camera can sometimes lose focus, especially when you're shooting wide open or you're working really close to your subject. Now, one thing that you can do to help with that is move to a different AF point, the one that's closer to your subject in the frame. That could be one of the outer ones, the top one. If you're shooting a portrait this way, it could be the very top one as well. Now, that's usually what I would do when I'm shooting portraits, say half length, three quarter length, or even full length portraits. If I'm shooting full length, I would usually take a knee, move my AF point up to the very top one, so I've not got too big of a swing when I lock focus. Okay, I may also stop down my aperture just to give me a little bit more headroom as well. If I am shooting wide open, I'm going to have to be real careful. Now, you can do something else as well. Now, notice with that first shot, I lock focus, recompose lightly, and took the picture. So basically, I kind of composed around that center AF point. Now, those AF points weren't put there as compositional tools. They may fall near a third line, depending on how they're spread on your camera. I know they do on the 500D, or the outer ones do, the upper and lower outer ones, that is. They're kind of close to the third lines. So generally, you don't want to compose around that. So using that center AF point, locking and then shooting, or just locking focus and shooting straight away, might not be the composition that you want. So you might actually want to shift your composition. Say, put Cuddles the teddy here over to one side of the frame. So from here, okay, I'm going to fill the frame, I'm going to lock focus, I'm going to lightly recompose, and then just shift over to one side, and then take the shot here. Now, as I've shifted, I want to make sure that that distance doesn't change too much. I mean, that's quite a big swing. I'm using the center AF point. To actually help with that, what I could do is come up slightly lock focus, come down on the same plane of focus, shift over and then shoot. That way, a little bit of a tighter frame there. Okay. And as long as I'm staying on that same plane of focus and that distance isn't changing, okay, or that working distance between where you focused and the point of focus here hasn't changed, so either by swinging or moving the camera away or closer, then you can get away with it. Okay, it can help. You can also, and don't forget, use, if they will allow you to focus, a different AF point. So I could actually shift my AF point up to the top right one here. Okay, so then that way I can focus, recompose, and then shoot to put him on that side of the frame there. And it's less of a swing. But once you've locked focus, this is where people trip up. Some people will lock focus and they'll go, oh no, I want the tighter frame. There we go. And that's, I mean, you can tell that one's out of focus. Or they lock focus here. Oh, I don't want that composition. I'm going to move back and then I'm going to shoot. Again, you've lost focus. And you will even see it at apertures like 5.6, f8 or f11. Especially when you're working in close. Okay, so lightly recompose to reframe, but don't make it too big of a swing. I've seen people shoot studio stuff, even at f11, and they've used the center AF point. They've been taking a full length shot down on a knee, and they've gone really big swing because the model was doing some kind of a pose where they were kind of leaning back. So that big swing, walk focus, whoomph, and they've done a really big move here before they've shot. And then they lose focus, even at those stop down apertures. So you've got to be really, really careful. Okay, these are just a few quick tips about focus, recompose. If you can, select the AF point closest to your subject. Make sure once you've locked that focus, not too big of a swing, okay, with the camera, because you're working on that plane of focus distance. Okay, once you've locked it, so that changes it, as does this as well. And don't move closer or further away, both you or your subjects. I mean, Teddy's going nowhere anyway. So hopefully that helps and gives you some tips about focus, recompose. Any questions, stick them in the comments below. And don't forget to head over to newtophoto.com as well. Subscribe to those YouTube channels. I have another video coming up this week for the Canon 500D, T1i, KISS X3. Hey, I can't wait to start the tutorials for the 60D. Because I have to say 60D and that's it, not three names. But that will be coming up once the 500D ones are done. What I do have planned for the 500D is a tutorial video on taking portraits. I'll do it with using natural light and the flash as well. And just some basic tips about what different shooting modes, landscapes, and possibly one other which I'm trying to think of to finish the series off. I'm also going to cover shooting in different modes in terms of the exposure modes as well. All based around using the 500D. So going to the more semi-automatic modes like time value or shutter priority, aperture priority, and then onto fully manual. So we'll get you off this little green square thing here. Okay, all these automatic modes. So thank you very much for watching as always, guys. Don't forget to share the video, like it, comment, subscribe, all that stuff, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.